So this was almost the best smelling fire in all of Connecticut. Fire crews responded to reports of a truck fire on the Boston Post Road yesterday morning. It was a bread truck.
Oh, that truck is toast.
At approximately 6:08 a.m., crews found the box truck with the cab fully involved. Did this make the traffic report? Why do I think yesterday you were saying something about Milford?
I don't remember.
Motorcycle accident.
Yeah. Oh, was that it?
Yeah. That might have trumped over it. It happened, if you're heading down the Boston Post Road by the Super 8 where Hooters used to be, right by that, there's a drugstore, Walgreens, was right there.
The fire was put out before spreading to the cargo portion of the truck.
Oh. Yeah, but still.
See, now if they let that go into the bread section, that would have been a great smelling fire. You'd smell that miles away.
Right. If you have good, like some nice rye or something like that, too, a good smell. Wonder bread, then whatever. I don't want just regular toast.
Really?
Toast is toast.
Toast is toast.
But yeah, I would prefer rye bread on fire than white bread.
Right. If I'm going to get a smell of bread.
Yeah, but you'll. Holla. Sorry, wrong bread.
The Department of Consumer Protection was contacted due to the truck hauling bread.
Became pumpernickel.
Why, they're not going to sell that bread now, right?
No.
Probably not the first, you know, the ones up against the cab.
No.
Half the
Take
truck
the ones out in the back.
Half the truck is still good.
No.
Really?
No, they're selling it. It's croutons now.
Yeah, it's contained.
If it's in plastic, you can't.
It's contained.
You're
the heat didn't get to the back.
Nope.
Really?
Gone. Yeah. Loss.
Oh, I'll eat it. Give me.
I will name you 12 bodegas that will sell that right now.
Seriously.
You know what I mean? That's just coming off a truck somewhere.
Yeah, you just put it that the half price thing, the old people on a Tuesday will grab it. Today's prime day.
Look, it's smoked sourdough.
Exactly.
Can someone who knows something call us and tell us?
That would be nice.
Do you think they're going to sell that bread? Do they say, yeah, all right, the bread closest to the back of the truck is fine.
I don't see why. It was a big enough truck.
203-882-9757. I knew a guy who would buy stuff from, like, there would be a factory fire.
Okay.
And now they can't sell this stuff, so he would buy their inventory and then sell it on eBay.
Why not?
Probably like a fraction of the cost and make a ton of money.
Yeah. Well, smoke damage, you're good.
I don't think it was food.
Right. Yeah, but I think it's still good.
People are buying stuff like that all the time.
Like the first couple of pallets towards the end of the box, get rid of those because they're probably heat damaged, probably shrink wrapped onto the bread. But the rest of it's still good.
Chaz and AJ.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is Big Chris.
Oh my God, Chris, pace yourself.
Oh my God.
It doesn't have to be every break, but we love you. Go ahead,
Chaz and AJ. Big Chris.
Got?
Yes.
Oh, me too. Sorry, it's just I've done food service and healthcare my whole life professionally.
Oh, okay.
Then you're qualified.
Calling, and because it like Phil said, it's in plastic. Anytime there's in moisture involved in anything, even if it doesn't come directly, even though personally, I would take that and give that to a shelter or somewhere that needs it. But just because they
we don't want personally.
Yeah, no, we want fetch.
Because personally, AJ would eat all of the bread on that truck.
Yeah, exactly. Me and we're speculators over here.
We want professionally.
Right.
We want professional opinion.
Yes, professional.
Because of the suppressants they use on different fires, you can't take a risk of having that infected.
But it was the cab, and it was sealed back. The back didn't get burned.
You guys are all talking legally. Like, I worked in like Tropicana, places like that. I know guys who did lays and stuff. If he's an independent driver, if he doesn't work just for the company, but he just gets their stuff and pays it for it, he has to get rid of that crap anyway.
Yes.
So he's going to go to some store that will buy it from him for cash only and get rid of it.
The truck had no markings on it, which is a plain yellow truck.
Not
so
keeping.
This is a privately owned individual truck.
Someone's buying pre-toasted toast.
Exactly. Someone's going to have bread that has a little extra kick to it. toast.
Now listen, I grew up in very difficult situations.
Yes.
And there were times where I had to cut the moldy part of the bread off so I could have a sandwich.
Guilty.
Okay. So I'm not saying that this is a dumb idea, but it's a dumb idea.
Yeah. I've eaten a bread heel sandwich. That's how destitute we were.
Yeah.
A piece of bread nobody else eats.
Yeah.
That makes a good sandwich.
Yeah, open-faced turkey sandwich, that's where you use that bread for that.
Yes.
You just dump some sloppy Joe on top or
exactly.
something.
Just hide the bad mark.
It takes a suppressant taste away.
this bread tastes like burnt rubber.
Yes.
burnt rubber flavored. NASCAR bread. That's what you call it.
Right, exactly. Yeah. If you have a hot dog in the infield, man, it's going to taste the same freaking way.
Jeff Gordon toast.
Yeah, right. Number 24.
Bill in New Britain.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I worked in Newington as a firefighter.
Thank you.
And in Rocky Hill, they had a tractor trailer for Nabisco.
Ooh.
Roll over.
Nice.
Didn't catch on fire. But they said that, we showed up because they needed extra hands. But they said they cannot, once the truck falls over or an accident happens, they cannot sell the food.
And that's where the cookie crumbles.
Legally.
So,
yeah, seriously. Are you going to tell anybody? I'm
that
tell
is the
anybody.
Technicality.
Yeah, yes. This guy's going to sell it. He's going to sell
no,
it.
No, but.
You never bought weed from a guy?
What the guys in Rocky Hill did is they took up, the guy goes, take whatever you want.
Nice.
And they took, tons,
okay, I see. You can't legally
cookies.
Sell it in a store, but you guys can have it and yes. eat it and then enjoy yes. it.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we did.
Just flick the ash forward.
It's the oriented can move. Yes. It's like you right. can't sell it, so you get it.
I have a call for coffee. We got cookies, roll over coffee!
All right. Thank you.
Milk!
Dave in Westport.
How are you? I do distribution of bread, and I don't believe the guy's going to be able to sell it when the state, checks it out. But we're insured for the product on the truck up to the value of whatever gets destroyed or whatever's on the truck. So I think the guy will probably just write it off on his insurance.
No, it's going to be twice the amount of money now because now he can sell the rest of it. So he'll get paid for the bread, but now he's going to get paid for the bread he takes off.
Right. I think this is really the thing. So somebody from the state comes over, consumer protection, whatever.
Yeah.
They say, yeah, you can't sell it.
Gone.
They walk away.
Yep. Yeah.
Now what happens?
They don't take the bread with them.
Your friend rolls
right. They don't say we have to watch this be consumed or,
keep burning it.
Destroyed.
Yeah, you rent another van, you load half of that van with the rest of the bread, and off you go.
They don't make them give it to ducks or something. Like, just go on.
Why did that duck just cough?
Hey, AJ, what happens on a bread truck stays on a bread truck.
Okay.
It's like Vegas.
Bill and Shelton.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So you got something
wrong? None of that stuff is true. The bread gets destroyed. I was the one that was there. I'm the one that ordered it destroyed.
You ordered it destroyed? You killed the
you
bread?
You killed the bread.
Wait, what?
I killed the bread.
Are you with
the executioner?
Or as everybody kept joking with me yesterday, it's toast now.
Ah. That was the body of Christ, just so you know.
That's the procedure. Somebody from Consumer Protection comes out, examines the load. We determine what could be saved, what can't be saved, and it gets automatically destroyed, and we have to witness the destruction.
Wow.
You're with the Department of Consumer Protection?
Food and Standards Division.
Oh, look at you.
We have that
Thank
here.
Thank you for your service.
All right, so you say... Can't eat this, then what happens? You unload the truck and you bring it somewhere?
It all goes into a dumpster. Yesterday, they all went into a dumpster, and then it goes right into the landfill,
wow.
or the burn plant.
So you had to follow that truck to make sure that's where it went?
Yeah, we have to make sure that everything is destroyed so
like
nothing goes
service?
Out to the public that's not healthy.
Wow, so your job is, you have to follow the dumpster to the dump.
Yeah.
And you have to make
pretty
sure
much,
they,
yeah.
they dump it in.
Wow.
Wait, what do you mean pretty much?
Yeah,
you said you have to witness.
Get bleached inside the dumpsters.
Oh, you put bleach in there?
Oh.
So not even the seagulls can have it.
Oh, wow.
Anywhere you can destroy it to make sure it doesn't get used again.
Was it good bread at least? Was it good bread?
What kind of bread?
Just different bones of brand. Most of it was
like sandwich bread? Was it like hot dog rolls?
There were some tasty cakes in there, though.
Oh, no. What? Tasty cakes? What? I love tasty cakes. What?
Oh, my God.
You bleached the cakes?
Right? They're not so tasty anymore.
Animal, sir.
Hey, but even once it gets heated like that, the plastic puts in a poison into the food, so you can't use
it. Oh, poison schmoison.
I know. It is something people should think about when they keep water bottles in the center console of their car in the summer.
Yeah.
Guess what you're drinking after one hot day?
The PCBs, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That is something else.
I've done a lot of the food truck accidents throughout the state.
Oh, we had breakfast going in Danbury for a while. Remember that?
Yeah.
Were you there for that?
There was waffles one time?
No, yeah, there was waffles. There was orange juice.
I was there for waffles. I was there for the chicken truck.
The chicken truck.
I was there for the one the guy was talking about in Rocky Hill.
Wasn't there French fries also? Hans French fries?
Yeah.
What happened with the chicken truck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened with the chicken truck?
He dunked it.
Most of that. Well, what happens is if the reefer gets destroyed in a rollover, once it gets over a certain temperature, bacteria, so you can't sell it.
Oh, yeah. The refrigerator.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, especially with chicken.
Yeah, especially. Yeah, oof.
Oh, my God. You got to probably wash that road down, too. You got salmonella juice everywhere.
Shut up. Salmonella juice is the worst phrase ever.
Good name for a band. We are salmonella juice. Oh, death metal.
Route 84, the Governor Street exit. A truck tipped over carrying those big plastic vats of olive oil.
Oh.
All over the highway.
Boy, Papa was mad.
Wow.
That's delicious, man. That's toasted olive oil.
That's slick.
Now you want your bread truck so you can dip that.
Oh, yeah. We need a seasoning truck next.
There's a pile up an Olive Garden.
Nice. When you have your family.
That's a pretty wild job.
Well, I'm hungry now. Thank you.
Yeah, what are you doing most of the time?
Yeah, what do you do when there's not a truck flipped over?
Well, I'm food and standards, so basically during the day or whenever I don't get called to a truck accident, I'm out there checking all your gas pumps and scales throughout the state to make sure that everybody's on it.
See, you're good. You're good, you.
Cool.
You're good. Oh,
that's what happens to whole monitors.
Just don't kill the brain.
Yeah, you ever see those little state stickers on the gas pumps? We put them there. We go and test and make sure 5 gallons is 5 gallons.
Right.
Oh,
are you the guy who scrapes the Biden sticker and says, I did that off the pumps, too?
The what?
The little stickers. Never mind.
It was a joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We put the little stickers on.
Okay, you didn't get what I said at all.
No, I'm glad.
That
Wow, that's a pretty cool job.
Nice.
Did you ever catch anyone cheating?
A couple times.
What can you do?
You just say stop doing that.
Well, there's
fine
a lot of fines.
Nice.
So I'm saying, can you arrest there's them? All I wonder kinds if you can, like, lock them up.
Yeah, so you fine them, and then they have so many days to fix it, right?
Yeah.
Then you come back and test them again.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool job.
Yeah. You're good, you.
Yeah. The tolerances are really tight. And you're only allowed plus or minus 6 cubic inches. So
I've heard.
You're talking like 5 shot glasses of gas to be in tolerance.
Well.
And if it's in the customer's favor, it's ordered repaired. If it's in the station's favor, it's automatically shut down until it's fixed.
Nice.
Whoa.
There you go. See? Some stiff penalties there.
Do we need like a Law and Order food and service, food and standards division?
Right.
You know, I'd watch that.
Do you carry a gun?
Yeah.
No.
No, not allowed to do that. Originally, we were a division of the state police.
You were down.
Wow. Okay. You were a division of the state police. That's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, that was years ago. And actually, if you look at the statutes, we still have arrest powers, but nobody practices that. We're not trained.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
You have power.
I'm just imagining you. Put the bread down!
Yeah, right.
I caught you trying to pinch a loaf! Release the croutons and walk away slow.
There are people out there looking out for the public.
No, that's cool.
And thank
See,
you,
that's
sir.
Money well spent.
Thank you for doing that for us.
You know? Although these guys would have finished off that bread truck for you.
Yes.
They would have.
I would have taken a couple loaves.
Yeah.
A couple pallets. Towards the back.
Towards the back.
Towards the back. Punch towards the door.
Yeah.
Far away.
Yeah. I'd be in front of a gas station selling it right now.
The chemicals.
Yeah.
All the smoke and the chemicals. We would have been visiting you in the ER.
He's 60. He's going to die soon anyway. It's a joke.
All right, guys, I got to get to work.
I was just thinking, how much do I love life, really?
It was a great joke.
How much do I love life, really?